This program provides education, not advice. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions.
It's Wednesday, February 1st. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. It's now 1 month old, or 32 years and 1 month, if you're counting my long record as one of the nation's top talk show hosts on radio. But we're really excited. The show's 1 month old. Apple says that they offer 2.5 million podcasts to their platform. And this program, The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, it debuted on the Apple platform at number 124 in the business category. Pretty good start. So please tell your friends about this podcast and invite them to download it like you do. I've got new data for you on paid caregivers. This data is from 2021, the most recent available that just got published. 65% of caregivers in 2021 were people who had quit their jobs or got fired because of their caregiving duties. We've got a huge, major supply gap. The number of caregivers we need versus the number of caregivers we have. There's now more than 2 million paid home care workers. That's double the number it was in 2008, but the Department of Labor says we're going to need 3 million over the next decade, another 50% increase. They say the number of home health care and personal care aides is going to grow radically more than growth in all occupations. Where do you find a home health aide? Well, you call a home care agency. These are essentially employment agencies in the home care field. But they don't have enough workers to meet demand. 60% of them say they consistently turn business away because they just don't have the staff. They've all increased pay to get more people to come work for them, some by as much as $20,000 a year. Some of these organizations, 40% of them, are offering signing bonuses as well. You'd think this is a Wall Street outfit. The problem is overall wages are still pretty darn low. The average pay to be a home health care aide, $30,000 a year. No wonder people don't want the job. The work's really hard. Patients can be difficult. The work can be physically and emotionally challenging. The hours are long, hard, often involving nights and weekends. And it's just $30,000 a year. So although that's all they're earning, I don't want you to think that's all you're going to be paying. Because like I said, you're not going to just hire someone to be a home health aide. You're going to hire someone through an agency. The agency is going to charge you $75,000 a year for that worker. The worker gets $30,000. The agency keeps the rest. Now, if you need a caregiver for your spouse or parent, you can't find one, oh my, this is pretty darn stressful. And that's even assuming you can afford to pay for a caregiver. What if you get a phone call from a caregiver who says they're not coming into work today? They're sick, or their car broke down, or their own kid is sick, or whatever. You're now scrambling to find a substitute, or you'll end up having to take time off of work. Your career's on the line. That's why so many family caregivers give up their own jobs, turn down promotions, or cut back to part-time work. And if the agency you hired keeps sending different people to the house, well, you've got a whole new different set of stress. The parent who needs the care, they don't know who this person is. If they've got dementia and they get confused easily, well, this is really compounding the problem. And every time you get a new caregiver, you have to train them. Things like where the toothpaste is, what time mom eats, the TV shows that she likes to watch. This is why a lot of folks discover that you need to hire two caregivers, each with different shifts. You got to keep a checklist of daily routines handy with the times listed for showers and meals and medications and so on. So someone new showing up knows what to do and when to do it. You might even consider hiring a geriatric care manager to coordinate all of this for you. More expense. One in two retirees are going to need care at some point. Make sure you don't enter retirement without money, and make sure you talk with parents and children now about creating a plan for securing caregivers and working with them. This is a huge growth opportunity in the advice area for financial advisors because clients are aging, and as they do, the need for caregiving increases. I'm Rick Edelman. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Rapid advancements in telemedicine, genomics, and biotech are transforming the healthcare industry. From wearable technologies tracking our vital signs to breakthroughs in diagnostic capabilities, a new standard for personalized medicine is emerging. Could your portfolio use a checkup? Visit globalxetfs.com to learn how you can invest in the future of healthcare.
Did you know Schwab offers a satisfaction guarantee? If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, Schwab will refund your fee or commission and work with you to make things right. You won't find that kind of promise everywhere, but you will find it at Schwab. It's just another way that they put clients' interest at the heart of everything they do. Learn what's included and how it works at schwab.com/satisfaction. That's schwab.com/satisfaction.
The information you need to plan for the tomorrow you want.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.